It's the best job I've ever had. You spend half your time tuning them and the other half playing out of tune.
Hi, I'm Mike Plume, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Winnipeg.
It's the best job I've ever had. Guitars make life bearable. There ain't another job in the world comparable.
We play hockey on the streets. We play shitty on sheets of ice when the weather starts to change. And if it's Saturday night, well then it's hockey night. A tradition that'll always be the same. Mom's drinking double-double and your dad's got stubble on his chinkles. It's an early morning game and there's no one in the stands. Say friends and family for fans. You feel like Gretzky on a breakaway. I said, oh, hey. Someone always said he shoots, he scores. 9, 27, 4, 99, and 10. Bending sticks neath the door to get just a little more of a blade with the perfect bend. As long as you can slide a quarter on in. I said, oh, hey. Today, but when the springtime would come, we'd find every single one and talk hockey all the live long day. I said, hey, hey, yeah, it's more than a game. Clicking sticks three times, drawing it back to your own line, top shelf, and we're up by one. Ringing them off the crossbars, moving our nets for the cars, and all together we. Yell game on. And then our folks would call us and we all agreed next goal wins. But it didn't matter how the game would end, cause the season never ended on these rinks where we pretended. And tomorrow we play for the cup again. Yeah, tomorrow we play for the cup again. And say, oh, hey.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Welcome to the big game. It's Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, your host. Proud to be with you today for the big game. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, so don't give me a call. You can always send me your emails, though. I love those. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can also find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live in the basement of the Sunset Saloon, also Jeff Robson. And thanks for joining us. We kicked it off today with our pal Mike Plume and his big hockey song, More Than a Game, because, you know, everybody's got the hockey fever. Have you got the hockey fever here in Canada, especially in Winnipeg? The hockey fever is just, you can't avoid it. Holy cow, it's madness. Went downtown on Friday after the game and there were just zany people everywhere. It was crazy. Everybody's got the hockey fever. Watch the hockey game tonight. The Jets going for game 3 in Minnesota. It's going to be a good time. We don't really talk too much hockey here. We like music instead. We played Mike Plume because Mike Plume was in town last night. Did you know? Did you know? Did you go? Yeah, I know I didn't tell you that Mike Plume was going to be in town, but that's kind of because I didn't know. He got the call a couple of weeks ago to open for Lindy Ortega at the West End Cultural Center. But for some reason, his agent told him not to tell anybody, so we didn't really know until a couple of days before the thing. But it was a fantastic show once again from Mike. Always great to see Mike in town, and he's looking and sounding great. Apparently he's got some great new songs he's going to send us, and we'll have those for you real soon. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Are you excited about the Jets?
Yeah.
Go Jets, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, anything else to tell the folks?
No.
Okay. Well, last week here on the program, we had Stephen Fearing drop by, which was pretty darn amazing and pretty great. And I started to think to myself, well, what am I going to do now? What's the point of having live guests in now? Because how can you top that? And I'm not going to say we're going to top it, but I think, you know, we're going to get back on the horse pretty quickly. Coming in next weekend, I believe, that's the plan. Anyway, we might have to enact the Fred Eaglesmith clause on this one. But coming back to town for a big show at the Park Theater. The show, by the way, is called The Black Hen Review. It's an exciting show put together by Steve Dawson and his Black Hen Records stable. So it's got him, it's got Ndidi Onwuachu, Steve Mariner from Monkey Junk, and I do believe joining us live in the studio next Sunday, coming back to town, our old pal, Leroy Stagger. Tune in. It's going to be great. Here's one from his great latest record. Love this thing. Check it out. Tell the band to go home.
I tried to let it.
faces, watching faces they go by. We're all riding out the storm. Ask direction, and I know the way. Just afraid to come out and say it. Like a child with a song in my heart, never knew just how to play. Think I had it, but I lost.
Kettle screams, wind blows warm,
Hey, this is Leroy Steger. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio. Rock and roll.
The lonesome road came calling, well, the summer nights were crawling by, and you just kept falling behind. If you would stop insisting, we'd lose our will to resist, and you just keep stealing our minds. Well, time shakes it all. Time shakes it all. Time shakes it all for no one. Can't help repeating the lines that are depleting, so why just keep gnawing at the rope? I try to sympathize, but I come to realize that I am beyond the furthest hope. Time shakes it all. Time shakes it all. Time shakes it all for no one. For no one. Up above my head, there's no.
Thank you.
Friends Leaf Rapids there singing about this month. That's April there from Lucky Stars, produced by Steve Dawson. He plays all over that thing and sings on that and made it sound so good. Steve Dawson will be in town next Sunday for the Black Hen Road Show. We heard Steve before that, and I do believe I heard Carrie Latimer singing in the background on that song. Steve Dawson, we heard Roses Blues from his Solid States and Loose Ends record. He's got a brand new record. It doesn't officially come out until May, which makes it seem a little weird that he's coming to town now, so I'm guessing we'll have some advanced copies on hand next Sunday at the big Black Hen Road Show. So it should be a good time. But we heard something from his last record, which was fine. And we heard a few things from Leroy Stagger, Between You and Me, and don't tell Steve or Ndidi or Steve Mariner that I said this, but, you know, Leroy Stagger, for me, is the most exciting part of that show, the real reason why I'm so pumped about it, and I do believe he'll be joining us live on the program next Sunday. We heard Red Bandana from his great album Everything Is Real. That featured the voice of Leslie Alexander singing on that track. Had to look that one up. That sounded pretty sweet. Before that, from his album Radiant Land, we heard Enough Love to Go All Around, and from his latest record, Love Versus, just a marvelous, marvelous record, we heard Enemy Inside. Hopefully you'll come and check them out, and hopefully you'll tune into the program here next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Speaking of which, like I said, last week we had Stephen Fearing on the show. I pulled out all this stuff. I don't know what I'm thinking. You know, when a guy comes down and we're going to talk to him, I'm not going to sit and play a half an hour of his music. I'd rather have him play it himself on his guitar. So I had all this stuff that I wanted to play for you that I didn't really play, but I still got it out. I still got it in my bag. So I thought maybe I'd play a couple of Fearing things for you. Great show last week at the West End Cultural Center. A lot of fun. I was surprised by how little old stuff he played. I mean, you know, when you're touring your new record, obviously you want to play that. And he played, I'm sure, pretty much most of the record. But, you know, I don't know. I could have used a few older favorites myself. So, you know, maybe we'll play one or two of those for you now. Let's play a couple of live things and relive some moments that didn't actually happen last week. All right, here, yeah, let's go back to Stephen's second record with this one. This is a live track recorded on a famous American radio show called Mountain Stage. This is a great one. Title track to Stephen's second record, Blue Line. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and thank you for doing that.
I was right and now we're out of time. All the clocks have wiped their faces clean. And while I slept a thin blue line emerged in dreams of urgency. I saw words that came from rotten lungs, eagles twitching toxic sand, a loaf of bread with a tongue, a pocket filled with empty hands. Every day enough food to feed us, every day enough light to heal us, every day someone who needs us, every day, every day. A summer rock and roll about the farm, endorsements at the backstage door, a lot of bills to keep you warm, a soldier for the sold out wars. And I dreamed I saw the rockets flying, shotguns in a purple sky. The books of law flew up to greet them, iron bars and butterflies. And every day may your joy protect you, every day sweet love respect you, heart and mind in rhythm, every day, every day, every day. A destination, every day friends and relations, a life we only dream of, every day, every day. A woman melting in the rain, a man whose eyes are raw and sore, a childish cry of sorrow, the world had heard this sound before. Railroad tracks, there were towns and cities on the run, bullet holes and broken backs, too wrong to ever make it right. So the big boys screw the lid on tight, see big shapes blocking out the light. I'm coming on, coming on, every day good grace around us, luck and love and life dumbfound us, a beauty right up in your face, every day, every day. Destination, every day train at the station, room for courage, room for change, every day, every day.
very much.
Are engaged tonight. The conversation's taken. The singer on the bandstand has a voice so close to breaking. Pulling songs from the guitar, dark with nicotine and time, and a sunburst top that sets against the evening. And the show business officials turn a deaf ear to the stage. Their hearts are locomotives, and their minds are narrow gauge. And you can hate this way of living, you gotta love this way of life. Creativity and ambition will keep you hungry. A life of empty boxes, rented rooms and hired cars. And the eyes that turn to watch you in those little redneck bars. Midnight buses on the prairies, people curled inside themselves. So many things to feel and nobody to tell. So you pick up your guitar and you play it for yourself. These days you only play, it seems, for everybody else. Pull the strings into your hands and hold the wood against your hips. Unwind the miles of silence from your fingers. Songs are lost among the cartwheel chandeliers. The microphone is old, it tastes like bitterness and beer. Lyrics sink into the bottles and the music disappears. And you're thinking about where you'll be tomorrow. Put your body to the rhythm and roll the wheel into the road. And let the moment lift your heart and make it easy. Put your body to the rhythm, roll the wheel into the road. And let the moment lift your heart and make it easy.
Hey, Winnipeg, what's up? This is Josh from Hemingway's, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
The May Hemingways, did you go see them at Times Changed on Friday? I tried. They played at Times Changed on Friday, opening for Andrew Neville, but there was some hockey game downtown, and a bunch of crazy obnoxious drunks flooded into Times Changed and packed the place before I could get there. I had to work. It wasn't my fault, you see. So I didn't get to see, I briefly saw them and waved to them, but that was about it. So I didn't get to see them at Hemingway. So I was kind of singing that song, Bad Old Days, on the way home, feeling kind of bad about that. So I went and bought 2 jumbo bags of Doritos and ate most of them as consolation. But the good news, the really good news, is that we'll get to see those May Hemingways at the Sunset Saloon on May the 2nd, the 2nd of May. And I'm praying to God that there's no hockey game that night, because we'd be doomed. We'd just we'd sit around and watch hockey and listen to the record. It's a great record, by the way. Skip Land, that was Bad Old Days from that fine record, which you should pick up May 2nd right here at the Sunset Saloon. Before the May Hemingways, we heard something from Stephen Fearing, a song called Whoville from a great compilation called 60 Second Songs. And they're all songs that are roughly a minute long. His is a little long, I think. It's over a minute. But very cool. Before that, we heard a live version of his song, The Life, from an album called The Folk Scene Collection, Volume 2, a great another great American radio show called Folk Scene. There, we heard Stephen Fearing performing live on that show, as well as we heard him performing Blue Line on the American show Mountain Stage. And hopefully you caught him performing here at Tell the Band to Go Home last week. If not, check out the podcast. Have I posted the podcast yet? You should go check that. I meant to. And I should. And I think I did. But go check. You'll see. Tellthebandtogohome.com. Let's slip in a couple more new things before we run out of time in this hour. How about something brand new from... How about something brand new from Tim Easton? We love Tim Easton. Speaking of Leroy Stagger, of course, his bandmate in Easton Stagger Phillips. Tim's got a new record called Paco and the Melodic Polaroids, and it's pretty terrific. And no, you know what? I'm going to play this one instead. Because this just sounds like such a wonderful dream. Never punch the clock again. Tell the band to go home.
I lit out from Defiance. I was pushing 22. Made it nearly to Chicago. Pulled my boots, had one through. Took a day job on the Gary docks, unloading the freight. And slept in the boarding house on Washington and 8. New Year's Day I woke up to find that I'd been robbed by the thugs of the boss man who had offered me the job. So I spat on the front door and I pissed on the gate and swore that I'd never punch the clock again. I'd never punch the clock again. Ride these rails, roads, and rivers and make a name. Hold my head high through the wind and rain. I never punch the clock again. Headed south for Memphis where the weather had cleared. And took up with a daisy who brewed a bitter beer. Loved her for a fortnight until it was said I'd have to pay the back rent or get out of her bed. Took a flatboat down to Natchez one early springtime day. When the skipper discovered me stowing away, he offered two choices, to work or to shore. There might have been a third, but I was already overboard. I've never punched the clock again. Ride these rails, roads, and rivers and make a name. Hold my head high through the wind and rain. I never punch the clock again. Under the hill, I met sweet Jean Louise, who traded me favors if I'd mind for the police. Had quite a season fleecing cane tucks and the like, till she lost her head on Silver Street for $3 and a spike. Set out for New Orleans with the law not far behind, and took to the backwoods just biding my time. Held up my own with a blade I had found, sticking out of some poor bastard's back on the ground. He'll never punch the clock again. Never ride these rails or roads or rivers and make a name. Never hold his head high, do the highest waves. He'll never punch the clock again. drunks in the quarter joining in song, and girls in the bars who would pull you along. They needed protection and I had a blade, till the Fat Tuesday roundup when they locked us all in jail. For 95 long days I slaved out in the parish fields, swinging my hammer and guarding my meals, till one midsummer's eve the line boss stopped to wipe his sweat. And we tied him up and we ran by night all the way to Lafayette. We'll never punch the clock again. We'll ride these rails, roads, and rivers and make a name. Hold our heads high through the wind and rain. We'll never punch the clock again. Oh, I'll never punch the clock again. I'll never punch the clock again.
When I get to heaven, I'm gonna shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm gonna get a guitar and start a rock and roll band, check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand? And then I'm gonna get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt of the world, 'cause this old man is going to town. Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business. I'm gonna open up a nightclub called the Tree of Forgiveness and forgive everybody ever done me any harm. Why, I might even invite a few choice critics, those syphilitic parasitics. Buy them a pint of Smithix and smother them with my charm. 'Cause then I'm gonna get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Yeah, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna take that wristwatch off my arm. What are you gonna do with time after you bought the farm? And then I'm gonna go find my mom and dad. And good old brother Doug, well, I bet him and cousin Jackie are still cutting up a rug. I wanna see all my mama's sisters, 'cause that's where all the love starts. I miss them all like crazy. Bless her little hearts. And I always will remember these words my daddy said. He said, "Buddy, when you're dead, you're a dead peckerhead." I hope to prove him wrong, that is, when I get to heaven. 'Cause I'm gonna have a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town. Yeah, this old man is going to town.
We'll be right back. Let's make America great again. By making racists ashamed again. Let's make compassionate fashion again. Let's make America great again. Well, I've been fortunate to go around the continent, from California through the Midwest of Providence, and I've mostly only encountered common sense, hospitality and warmth from Americans. But I wish it was a bit less significant, the program.
Turner there, brand new music, Make America Great Again. God knows somebody has to. Frank has a new record coming out called Be More Kind. I think that's a pretty good sentiment. Before that, we heard John Prine, When I Get to Heaven. His brand new album, The Tree of Forgiveness, is out, and of course, it's terrific. We also heard Tim Easton in there from his new album, Paco and the Melodic Polaroids. We heard Never Punch the Clock Again. We got to take a break. We're going to come right back with some requests and some new music and all kinds of stuff. Stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return pre-recorded after these.